10 cars with the most expensive catalytic converters from scraps. Each car is unique in its own way, and the main body of the car is the only thing that is not allowed to be changed by the owner. But there are many pieces inside the car that are sold separately, either as optional or can be removed/replaced before selling. Various components can be chopped off on cars to achieve speed and high performance. Spoiled owners keep looking for such goodies for their vehicles or decide to strip parts off others for their own use. The catalytic converters have been recently discovered to be quite valuable, and this has led to a growing trend among the owners of old vehicles of stealing them from different remains, places, and junkyards by themselves. As a result, you'll find a separate category of car thefts related to these converters, named converter thefts. We have listed 10 cars with the most expensive catalytic converters from scraps. 10 cars with the most expensive catalytic converters. 1. Brand, GM, General Motors. Price, $1,475. This is a 3-scrap catalytic converter removed from a strip job truck, 2007 model GMC. It is a scrap metal made from rhodium, palladium, platinum. This converter is for recycling purposes. It is currently worth $1,475. 92. 2010 V8. Brand, Audi. Price, $1,200. Another one on our list today is this perfectly used scrap metal catalytic converter V8. 5S4 stock OEM to be precise. Selling as a pair on eBay for $1,200. It was taken off the car at 26,000 miles. This catalytic converter was removed when stage 2 DP setup was installed. 3. Brand, Toyota. Price, $1,100. Just as the description implies, this OEM catalytic converter is from the Toyota Prius 2010 to 2015. It is used and in very good condition. This 2011 Toyota Prius catalytic converter was removed from a car owner of a Prius with 140,000 miles on it. The owner's car got really damaged, but this part wasn't affected, hence why he put it up for sale. Its current value sits above $1,000. 4. Brand, BMW. Price, $769. BMW catalytic converters are quite highly priced. This part came out of a 2013 BMW 335i. The owner purchased a test pipe and needed this part to be removed. This is in perfect condition, with no dents or scratches. 5. Brand, Hyundai. Price, $800. Over time, research has shown that Hyundai cars have good catalytic converters that can sell high even as scrap. Pictured above is a Hyundai catalytic converter that sells for $800 on eBay. The thing is, the catalytic converter in a Hyundai is made out of platinum, specifically rhodium platinum alloy. And when you've got an expensive metal like that in your hands, some people may have ideas about what they might do with it. 6. Brand, GM, General Motors. Price, $750. It's all about scrap metals today with these 2-scrap catalytic converters off a GM truck. It was removed from a strip job truck. The catalytic converters are full of platinum. It is on sale on eBay for $750. 00. If you have a GM truck, you could sell the catalytic converters for that much through an online marketplace. 7. Brand, Kia. Price, $711. This scrap catalytic converter is from 2003 and it was manufactured in the United States of America. It was removed from a 2003 Kia Sedona with a 3.5L engine. It weighs 11.75 pounds. It is a bit deteriorated, which is noticeable from one end. It clatters too. It is selling at $711. 00 on eBay. 8. Brand, Sierra. Price, $650. This is one of the newest pre-owned 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Duramax i6 diesel catalytic converter. Sierra cars are known for having amazingly durable parts, and this converter isn't excluded. It was listed for sale on eBay for $650. 9. Brand, Ford. Price, $624. This catalytic converter may be used in a replacement process after being disassembled and soldered back together, and it should fit in most cars that use a similar model number. This scrap catalytic converter from 2006 was removed from a 5.4L Triton Ford F-150. It sells on eBay at $624. 00. 10. Brand, Famco. Price, $620. If you are looking for a catalytic converter that is free of rattling, Famco is the best option. This brand is known for producing high-quality catalytic converters that can last for years to come. This scrap catalytic converter is used and has no rattle. It was manufactured by Famco and it's in excellent condition. It's selling for $620. What is a catalytic converter? In 2010, the US publisher said that there were 1.015 billion motor vehicles in use in the world. This estimated value represents the number of cars, trucks, and buses, but it does not measure heavy construction equipment. Research has it that almost all cars use a catalytic converter, especially if your car runs on automobile fossils and fuels. When car engines run, they spit out harmful pollutants into the environment. No matter how luxurious a car is and the comfort it brings, these pollutants are extremely harmful to the environment, and they affect the quality of life for humans. However, technology came up with a solution, which is the catalytic converter. Catalytic converters are one of the most important parts of a car. It is an exhaust emission control device, as their name implies. It converts toxic or harmful gases and pollutants in the exhaust gas from an inner combustion machine into less toxic pollutants by a reaction called catalytic redox reaction. They are used with an inner combustion engine fueled by gasoline or diesel, both of which are made of petroleum. Petroleum is composed of hydrocarbons, any of a category of organic chemical compounds composed of only elements carbon and hydrogen. These hydrocarbon fuels burn excessively with oxygen from the atmosphere to emit energy in large quantities. Because these fuels contain a lot of chemicals, they not only generate power but also, they give off pollution. The harmful gases released from the process create carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, and VOCs. When they come together, they form smog and haze smoke. History of catalytic converters. The very first designed catalytic converter prototypes were made in France in the 19th century, when they were just a few in population and only the rich owned oil cars. These prototype catalytic converters were composed of iridium, platinum, and palladium sealed into a doubled metallic cylinder. After a few decades, the very first catalytic converter was made by Eugene Houdry. He was a French mechanical engineer and professional in the catalytic oil refinery industry. He reported to the United States in 1930, that was where his concerns for smog and smokestack exhaust started, and he made up his mind to do something about it. He started his own company called OxyCatalyst. He was the first person to develop the catalytic converter for smokestacks, and he called it CATS for shorts. He further went on to produce catalytic converters for warehouse forklifts that used very low-grade gasoline. In the 1950s, he started his research to develop catalytic converters for gasoline engines used on cars. The United States awarded him a patent of $2,742,437 for his invention. As technology and science developed, other engineers, especially Carl D. Keith, John J. Mooney, Antonio Eliezer, and Philip Messina at Engelhard Corporation, produced the first catalytic converter in 1973. In 1975, a new model was developed and equipped with high-level catalytic converters that we have modified today. The two-way converters convert carbon monoxide to carbon dioxide and hydrocarbon chemical compounds in the fuels to carbon dioxide, CO2, and water, H2O. How does the catalytic converter work? These harmful gases emitted are molecules that are composed of atoms. The only reasonable way to prevent these gases from being emitted is to break them down and split them before they are released by the engine into the atmosphere. Catalytic converters work through a process called catalytic redox reaction. This process involves a catalyst, the job of the catalyst is to speed up the chemical reaction without altering the result of the reaction. The catalytic converter is made of metal, mainly alloys of platinum, rhodium, palladium. This metal is sealed underneath the car, with two pipes, input and output. The first pipe, output pipe, releases vapor from the engine while the input pipe releases hot fumes from the engine. This is where it gets interesting. The gases from the engine blow over the catalyst. It creates a chemical reaction that changes the gases and converts them into harmless gases for the environment. Catalytic converters don't remove air pollution. They are very useful in reducing its effects and reducing pollution of harmful gases. Installation of a catalytic converter. A catalytic converter heats up fast because of its exposure to the extremely hot exhaust gases, allowing it to decrease unwanted emissions during the engine heating up period. This works when the excess hydrocarbons are burned off, which results from the additional rich combination needed for a cold start. First, when catalytic converters were first initiated, most cars employed carburetors that gave a somewhat rich air-fuel proportion. Oxygen, O2, degrees in the exhaust stream were then mostly inadequate for the catalytic reaction to transpire efficiently. Greatly, most of the structures of the time needed secondary air injection, which inoculated air into the exhaust stream. This improved the usable oxygen, enabling the catalyst to function as planned. Catalyst poisoning. A catalyst is poisoned when the catalytic converter is exposed to exhaust embodying materials that coat the working surface of the metal. Therefore, they cannot contact and react with the exhaust. It's been observed that lead is the most prominent pollutant. Cars fitted with catalytic converters can only run with unleaded fuel. Other popular catalyst poisons include sulfur, manganese, which are gotten especially from the gasoline additive MMT, and silicon, phosphorus, zinc, a low-level contaminant. Catalyst poisoning occurs under some conditions. When there is a failure in the upstream parts of the exhaust system. Rust or corrosion and fatigue of the exhaust system. Splintering of the exhaust after repeated recycling. Failure of the ignition system, wires, distributor caps, could. Failure of fuel system parts, fuel regulators, injectors, and sensors. Types of catalytic converters. There are several types of catalytic converters. It varies with the type of engines. Two-way. This type of catalytic converter is also known as oxidation or oxycat i.e. oxidation catalytic converter, and it has only two functions. First, it does the oxidation of carbon monoxide to carbon dioxide. Secondly, the oxidation of hydrocarbons into carbon dioxide and water. Three-way. This CAT converter has an advantage over the two-way converter. It can control oxides of nitrogen, NO, NO2. It undergoes two reactions, oxidation and reduction reaction. Reduction of nitrogen oxides to nitrogen, N2. Oxidation of carbon, hydrocarbons, and carbon monoxide to carbon dioxide. The three-way converters are applicable when the engine is regulated within a slim hoop of air-fuel proportions near the stoichiometric point. Frequently asked questions. Where is the catalytic converter located? Usually, it is in between the exhaust and the engine. It looks somewhat like a muffler. As we know it, the catalytic converter is a part of the exhaust system of cars, and they are placed or located underneath the car close to the engines and in front of the mufflers. The reason a catalytic converter is placed underneath the car and between the engine and the exhaust or muffler is that it requires a temperature of 400 degrees Celsius 752 degrees Fahrenheit to regulate effectively. Thus, they are positioned as near to the engine as possible, or close to one, or smaller catalytic converters, also known as pre-cats, are placed immediately after the exhaust. Why are catalytic converters so expensive? They comprise a ceramic honeycomb base glazed with metals such as platinum, palladium, and rhodium, which are very rare and expensive to purchase. Most cars that run on fossil fuels are supplied with catalytic converters. These modern cars use their converters to ameliorate the emission of harmful hydrocarbon, carbon monoxide, and oxides of nitrogen into the atmosphere. The gradual increase in the prices of these metals influences the value cost of catalytic converters, and because catalytic converters are so important and can almost not be done without for a vehicle to be effective, it makes it very essential and raises the demand for them. A car without a catalytic converter would release harmful gases into the atmosphere, hence polluting the air. Why are people stealing catalytic converters? As important as the catalytic converters are, they are also very expensive. People steal catalytic converters because they are composed of very rare, unique, and extremely expensive metals such as rhodium, palladium, and platinum, which are used in the filtration process of the gases to reduce air pollution from the vehicles. They cost a lot of money, and the prices of these metals keep increasing in value. Platinum, palladium, and rhodium high-yield sells for over $2,000 on eBay. The reason thieves go for the catalytic converter is that they could sell it for $50 to $250 as scrap. From our listings, most of the scrap catalytic converters cost over $1,000, so you see why thieves go for it. Apart from the metals that it contains, the converter itself could fetch a good amount of money. Do all cars have catalytic converters? Almost all cars that were made in 1974 have a catalytic converter. Catalytic converters were created in 1974 and installed in most gasoline cars, buses, and trucks. Catalytic converters work only in cars that use petroleum and fossil fuels, so if your car runs on petroleum and fossil fuels, it most likely has a catalytic converter. How long do catalytic converters last? A catalytic converter can last 10 years or more depending on the maintenance of the car, and it only needs to be renewed when mandatory. While this is a common question, it is also a difficult one to answer. The science behind catalytic converters is complex and ever-changing, so the advancement of technology leads to more and more efficient catalytic converters that do their job better, last longer, and are cheaper to make. There are many different components inside a modern converter, but there are also several different ways of measuring how long a converter lasts. Unfortunately, there's no agreed-upon standard for measuring the lifespan of a modern catalytic converter. Who buys stolen catalytic converters? The price of catalytic converters is gradually zooming, which is making them an appeal to thieves because of the expensive metals they contain: platinum, palladium, or rhodium. They are willing to take the risk to hijack it from underneath people's cars. Stealing catalytic converters has become very prominent because it's worth a lot of money and you don't need identification to be successfully sold. They take this catalytic converter to metal recyclers and scrap mechanics and even sell them online, like on eBay and other online stores. They could make $50 to $250 from selling to metal recyclers and even much more on online stores. Where can I sell catalytic converters? Catalytic converters have the most value and are worth a lot of money from all the scrap parts in your car. You can sell your catalytic converter in any automotive repair shops, junkyards, salvage yards, and metal recycling shops. You could also put up your scrap catalytic converter on an online store, like eBay and Etsy. Final words. It's a little known fact that catalytic converters contain platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Isn't that precious metals, in general, are rarely known by many, and they can be sold to a company that recycles them for profit. It doesn't take much to guess why thieves might be interested in stealing those converters. The point of this research is to give you some information on the most expensive scrapped cars with the converter left inside of them. We hope that you found this article interesting, and we're curious to see what you think as well. Have you heard of recycled catalytic converter thefts before? Have you had a car part stolen? Please share your thoughts with us in the comments.